Welcome to the Peaceful Power Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Clausen. And today I wanted to chat about support and getting the support that we need in two different stages of life. Yeah, we'll start there. We're going to start with perimenopause and postpartum. So both of these stages of life are two that I primarily work with. And so if you're kind of new to the podcast, I am an Ayurvedic postpartum doula. I have been a personal trainer for 17 years and I'm a yoga teacher, and my specialties have been pre-postpartum for 17 years. And then perimenopause is something that I've really been working with as well for 17 years, but didn't really know it until we started learning about it and talking about it. And so I wanted to kind of pull from these buckets, because I think these are two areas in our lives that we don't always talk about. And I wanted to kind of share some stats to shed some light on this. So the National Library of Medicine did a recent survey, and 90% of women said they had never learned anything about perimenopause or menopause, whether that be in school, whether that be from, you know, books, whether that be from, I mean, now there's obviously online resources, but really most of us don't know until we're in that stage of life. So I think for me, I've worked with that perimenopause and menopause, and, you know, menopause is easier to pinpoint, you know, hey, I think I'm going through menopause, or my period is getting really delayed. And even then we didn't know necessarily that that could be perimenopause, which is just perimenopause. If people are brand new, it's kind of that period before you hit menopause. And so with that time, it can last anywhere from like 5 years, a year, to 15 to 20 years. You know, just depends on your genes. It depends on your body. And I think all of the chemicals that we've been exposed to, all of the, you know, the thing in the things in the air, things in the water, the food that we have, I believe that it is sending, obviously, younger girls into puberty faster. It's also going to be sending us potentially into menopause and perimenopause and having symptoms maybe that we didn't always have in the past. So I do think that needs to be on our radar and just some awareness there. Now, meanwhile, if we're thinking about that survey, there's over 1 billion women worldwide who are in the perimenopause and menopause buckets, but yet 90% of us really never learned a thing about it, which is really sad, also terrifying. And this is why I think misinformation can get so spewed online, is because we don't know. We don't know what's fact or fiction, and how are we supposed to know when nobody has taught us these things? And when you go to the doctor, some of the doctors, they don't necessarily know a ton about it either, unless they've really studied it. I love it when a doctor can admit, you know, hey, I think you know more about this subject than I do, which I had when I was pregnant with my second son here. The midwife said, hey, you've had more training in herbs than I have. I trust that you actually would be the best resource for knowing should you take this herb or not during pregnancy. And I love that she threw that on me and just said, hey, look, here's where my training is, and here's where it's not the strongest. So I think if more people were honest about that than trying to say things that they maybe don't know 100% for sure about, we could maybe get some things solved. Now, the flip side is, who do you refer to? So if you don't know the answer, who can they be referred to? I think that's also part of the problem, is we don't always have that referral system up. And just because someone has XYZ credentials to their name doesn't necessarily make them an expert in all subject matters. Now, that's a little bit about the perimenopause and menopause phase. Now, what about the postpartum? So I recently did a post on this, and I find it fascinating and also terrifying, but 59% of new mothers felt unsupported 6 months after having a baby, according to recent baby center polls. And then if you wanted to break it down by race, 22% of Asian American Pacific Islander mothers did not feel supported, 32% of Black mothers, 38% of Hispanic mothers, and then 44% of white mothers. Those are ones who felt like they had the right support. So if you average them all out, it equals 59% did not feel well supported. So when we think about this, 6 months after baby, sometimes in the heat of it, we don't always know what we don't know. And then when you start reflecting and you're like, wow, I really was a hot mess. My hormones were all out of whack. I wasn't sleeping. it, you know, I'm having this new person to take care of. We have all of the feels. Now, another scary or interesting stat with the postpartum period is up to 40% of new mothers don't attend their 6-week postpartum checkup appointment. Now, a lot of the times when I work with clients, they say, yeah, I skipped it because it's pointless. They don't really do anything for me. They just check you or screen you for postpartum depression. And, you know, again, people can skip it, but still have postpartum depression. People can skip it and just think they're fine in terms of pelvic floor. There's not much happening at these visits, which I think is a discredit to the visit itself. Like, we go to all of these appointments during pregnancy, and then postpartum comes, you're like, hey, here's your 6-week checkup. You're good. Great. Peace out. We'll see you in a year. That is wild. And so that to me is where I believe a pelvic floor physical therapist comes into play for that postpartum period to get the support that we need. And it should be covered by insurance. Unfortunately, most of the time it's not. But that is the, I feel like, the next thread of like, hey, how are things healing? What are some exercises I can do to make sure that my breath is coming back in? Because sometimes our breath, we start to breathe into our chest. We breathe into our bellies when we really should be breathing into the rib cage, because the rib starts to get tight. You know, our lateral body starts to feel tight. Our hips might start to hurt and they're shifting back into place. All of these things can have some movement or exercises that can help us heal. And if we don't know that these resources are out there, we don't know that support. I think that's where the disconnect is as well, is at these visits with our doctors, they could easily say, hey, I would recommend a pelvic floor physical therapist. Here's a list of, you know, 10 providers, you know, pick which one is closest to you, whatever. Like, I feel like there could be so much more support added into all of these layers and making and connecting the dots and working with each other. So that's where I wanted to kind of bring this into a present discussion. So if you might know, I played 3 sports in college, and basketball was one of them. And basketball is kind of my main sport. And I coached basketball for 10 years, AAU. So the women's basketball NCAA tournament is having a hot minute. So as this is being recorded, it's done. You know, we had South Carolina won and, you know, beat Iowa and Caitlin Clark. Maybe if you're listening, you've heard of Caitlin Clark. What I find fascinating, and this kind of goes into that support, and it's really interesting to me just listening to the different radio heads, talk people discuss Caitlin Clark. And a lot of the women who, albeit are my age or around my age, so close to 40, are kind of like talking down about her or even a little bit older. So, like, you know, Cheryl Swoops had made a comment. Diana Taurasi had made a comment. Lynette Woodard had made a comment. All of these greats for women's basketball, and they're not positive comments about Caitlin. And I just find this so interesting that they're not supporting her. And it doesn't mean you have to love her, but you do have to kind of say, hey, you know what? She is doing wonderful things for the game of women's basketball, period. Like, that could be like a full conversation. You might not appreciate her game. Maybe you don't like the way she plays. Maybe you don't like the way she talks to the ref and how her actions are on court. But you have to admit, she is putting a huge spotlight on women's basketball. And I feel like we're kind of, you know, putting the women against women, which I feel like we're going backwards when we're doing this. And how this carries out, I think, into perimenopause and into the postpartum period is we then start to kind of just pit each other against each other instead of connecting and sharing resources and saying, you know what, look at what you're doing for this sport. And I find it interesting that people in her class, they are mostly positive about her and they are uplifting each other. So is this a movement that I hope is going to shift and change and the narrative is going to evolve and we don't have to look at someone who's maybe younger than us and maybe is better than us and getting more clout? We don't have to put them down to lift ourselves up. Why are we doing that? That to me seems so silly and unnecessary. And it's just like we're going back in time. So I feel like it really does connect to the support topic that I wanted to touch on today, is because then this can trickle down into all areas of our life. Because if we start doing that or seeing that happening in the media, and if we're doing this to each other, then again, professions behind closed doors, you might say, hey, this, you know, your OBGYN might say, you know what, why see a pelvic floor physical therapist? I can help you better, or you don't need them. And then you start to lose the support and the network because we start to just get narrow-minded and not trust other people and not build the connections and see that, yeah, we can be trusted. You know, women can be trusted, I guess, in essence. So yeah, that to me was a super downer just to kind of hear all of the stuff that's coming out of this. And again, you don't have to love Caitlin Clark, but you do have to kind of see how she has elevated the game in terms of putting eyeballs on the screen, having people tune in to watch her play. There is no doubt about that. And so that to me, it should be uplifted. You know, there are many women who've done amazing things for women's basketball. And yeah, that we just haven't had the eye on the sport like we have with Caitlin Clark. So that's my two cents, I guess. And I did want to make sure I tapped into that because I do think that all of this ties together with feeling supported. Do you feel supported? You know, does Caitlin have the support system? Probably, you know, she probably has the coaches. She has the trainers. She has the mental health people, the sports psychologists. She has probably all of that in her corner. She has the support. And I feel like we all need that support in our corner in whatever way that could look like. And that doesn't mean you're going to have five different people doing these support systems, but where is that one person? You know, for me, my health right now, acupuncture, it's my support system for, you know, once or twice a month, I try to make sure I get in and see my girl Nara because she helps my tennis elbow. She's helping my hip and my glute pain, my just overall, like that's kind of my massage. I'd rather see an acupuncturist right now. So we all need a little support and a little help. Where can that be in your life? And where does that need to be? And if you're approaching postpartum, get some support if you can. Finding a pelvic floor PT, finding a postpartum doula, having stuff lined up so you can thrive. If you're entering perimenopause and menopause, who do you need to seek out? Maybe you need to read a book. Maybe you need to hire a personal trainer that you want that focuses on these areas of life. Maybe you want to learn about it yourself and maybe, you know, say, hey, what are some online courses that I could take that are going to teach me about it from the lens that you want to learn? From Western medicine, from Ayurvedic medicine, from Chinese medicine, whatever you want to kind of learn and what lens you want to implement into your life, I think that is key. All right, so that's what I have for you this week. Next week, we will be back again. I don't remember if it's an interview or not. It might be another solo show, but anyways, that is my challenge. Find some support, however you may do so, and then lift up another female rather than take her down, you know, compliment her and, you know, let's show some support for each other out there. All right. Thank you so much and go out there and spread your peaceful power.